The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would...
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Today is Friday, August the 5th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. And once again, I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. You could be doing something else on your Friday, but you're here with us, and we definitely appreciate it from all ends and from everyone that works here with Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, and... just want to just say we truly, truly appreciate you all. So let's move into today's show. And before we get going, let's talk about supporting Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfundingdigitalblackmedia/. And there you will see the crowdfunding campaign that is ongoing and will continue to go because it's so needed. It's necessary for us to have this radio network up and running and bringing you all of the programs, all of the information, all of the guests, all of the dialogues, all of the monologues that we have. And because this is one of the few stations and networks that have been specifically designed for your, for you and for your demographics, for you in particular. So without a doubt, it is definitely something that is requires financial support, and I like to say financial energy, because everything in order to create or do or have any form of living capability or to be in existence, you have to have some form of energy within you, pushing you, pulling you, or moving you. So Black Talk Radio Network needs your overall financial energy in order to continue to keep going. You know, some of the things behind... you know, behind the scenes that you may not know is that this is a full-time maintenance program that the network has to go through, and it requires funds to do it, you know, because it requires time. And when you talk about time, especially in today's world, in pretty much since the man-made economy has been established, you're talking about someone not working for themselves, actually doing something else to, in order to obtain what it is that you have and what we so enjoy so easily. Not, you know, it seems very easy where you could just turn on Black Talk Radio Network via the devices that you use and it's there. Well, there's a lot to facilitate that, as you all know. So, if you would... give some of your financial contributions and donations. This is what is necessary in order to keep this network going. So you can do that by going to the website, and there you can hit on the crowdfunding, digital black crowdfunding, black media that's on the website. And there you can donate from the donate button there, or there's three ways in which you can actually donate to Black Talk, to the Black Talk Media Project, and that is by making contributions. And there's three options in making that contributions. You can do it, like I said, hit the donate button that's there, or you can actually do it via PayPal or by sending a check and money order. So let's talk about that. First of all, option number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions and all donations are extremely, extremely appreciated, from $1 to, you know, anything that you would give, whatever you seed that you would like to sow and whatever energy you would like to give to this network. That is greatly, greatly appreciated, and we thank you, because it will be put to good use in order to keep this network going. So option number one, $24.99 or less. You could do that via PayPal or by hitting the donate button right there on the website, or by sending a check or money order, and make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for that contribution of $24.99 or less, you will receive the monthly statistic performance report for the radio station and social media operations via email. So make sure you leave a good email. For just one penny more, above $24.99 to $25, you will be eligible to receive not only the monthly email reports, but you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, and that is for $25 or more. You will receive a t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, all you have to do is give in $25 intervals. For every t-shirt that you want is $25. One t-shirt is $25. Two t-shirts is $50. Three t-shirts, $75. Four t-shirts is $100. And make sure you give the appropriate size with each t-shirt that you are entitled to receiving. And make sure you give a good, legible shipping address, and also attach an email address just in case something is wrong, the network can contact you to clarify any problem that may arise. Okay? So that's how you can contribute there with option number two and get a, and let me tell you, the t-shirt is comfortable, it's striking, it's something that I actually love, and it's a great t-shirt to have, and it speaks volumes to what's going on within our lives. So option number three, make a monthly contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts from the network from time to time. Make sure that you leave a good forwarding email address so that you will be able to receive what you're eligible to receive in a timely fashion. So everyone, that's how you can support and to give financial energy to this network so that it can continue to do what it needs to do, so that it can grow in the fashion that it needs to grow, and that we will be here and the network will be here for you all and for your children, grandchildren, and the people that we have not yet named within our community. And they can actually have the network at their disposal to use as a tool for the overall collective agenda, or even for the individual, because there are things that you learn here individually that can help you and your family. So go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding/digital-black-media, or just look for the crowdfunding campaign right there on the website and be a part of financially supporting this network. It's so, so important. Okay, now let's jump into let's go to our Facebook page until my man Scotty has finished the task and the the overall putting together Black Talk Radio Network's own Facebook-like page, and looking forward to that happening. And what we could do is we need to go to Facebook right now, and let's check out some of the articles we have posted there in the news. But if in the meantime, if you're interested in purchasing precious metals or transferring your cash into real money, because cash is not money, ladies and gentlemen, it's currency, and it has some limitations, some very distinct limitations that can actually that you aren't normally taught within the economic world or in school, that can actually adversely affect you and your family. So if you're interested in actually acquiring the precious metals, which is now is the accumulation phase time for that, you can go to Prosperity Mint and check out what we have there in the inventory. And Prosperity Mint is spelled PROSPERITYMINT.com. Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in the inventory there. And once you're ready to purchase, or if you have a question about it, you can text me at 951-790-8330. Make sure you do that. Or email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Okay? And just send me an email, question, or text me, and so I can walk you through that process, because there's a reason why we do that, and it is in your benefit. Okay? So that's what you want to do. That's where you can go to look at what we have in inventory in precious metals. Okay, now let's jump into what's in the news before we start today's show. Okay? And at any time, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, today is Friday, so jump in at any time. You want to talk about anything that we talked about or covered this week, feel free to give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit *61, and I will see you in queue, and I will definitely bring you up. Okay, let's take a look at what's in the news. Let me just set this real quickly, and just have to bear with me. Sometimes our internet here is very, very slow here in FEMA region number 5. When we were in FEMA region number 9, our internet was a whole lot faster, and it gets to be a problem from time to time. You know, it's a little nuisance, but hey, we get past it, no biggie. All right, so let's check out. Here we go. Sorry about this, everyone. Went a little too fast. All right, first article that was posted today, and this came from GMA, and it was basically Yahoo. This one is, I was really debating to post this or not, but I went ahead. George Zimmerman says he was punched in Florida restaurant after talking about Trayvon Martin shooting. George Zimmerman told police he was punched in the face Sunday night at a restaurant in Stanford, Florida, while explaining to fellow diners that he shot Trayvon Martin in self-defense. And I guess there was a guy that was in the restaurant, and I guess he was a part of a biking, possibly could have been, from reading the article, it may have been in a biking organization slash, you know, the biking club, or however you want to term it. And the guy, white guy, was upset and said, "You're bragging about it." And then I guess he punched George in the face, and enough where they had to restrain him and break him apart, and that's where he ran and called the police, and the other people told him the other guy to leave the restaurant. But check out that article that's there. Posted it there. So next article comes from where did this come from? And this one was this was a older article that we put in here, but it's very, very important in my opinion for what's going to start to continue to unfold. And this one was talking about, and here it is, it was earlier this summer that this came out. My commentary: watch how this plays out into the full-blown purge and war, from an article earlier this summer. If it's Hillary Clinton, in quotes, quote, "If it's Hillary Clinton, it's war," says Vladimir Putin to to frighten Russian people. Hillary Clinton brings the real threat of war, not Donald Trump, according to Vladimir Putin, as elections news has Russian gearing up for a possible attack. And let me tell you something in my opinion on this one. This has the overall possibility of Russia even carrying out a first strike. And this is very, very important. We will touch on this next week for sure, but we're going to touch on some of this today. So it kind of goes hand in hand with today's show. So we'll definitely touch on this. We will touch on this today in today's show, and you'll see what I mean in a minute. So check out that article. Next one comes from the New York Times. In my commentary, I said, here is just one of the many reasons why I say if voting mattered, it would be illegal. The continued web of destruction, laugh out loud. Department of Homeland Security running elections. Hitler would be so proud. And this is the title for the article from the New York Times. The U.S. seeks to protect voting system from cyber attacks. The Obama administration may designate electronic ballot casting system for November's election as critical infrastructure like the power grid and financial system. And if you go on to read this article, guess who's going to be overseeing this? Let me pull this article up real quick. It's a Friday. We can do that. Let me pull this article up real quick. Let's just read the first paragraph. And like you'll see why I said that, for those of you that didn't read it, you'll see why I said that Hitler would be so proud. This comes from the New York Times, and it says, Washington, the Obama administration is weighing new steps to bolster the security of the United States voting process against cyber threats, including whether to designate electronic balloting casting system for November's election as critical infrastructure. Jay Johnson, the Secretary of Homeland Security, said on Wednesday, in the wake of hackers that infiltrated the Democratic campaign computer system, Mr. Johnson said he was conducting high-level discussions about electronic cyber security, a vastly complex effort given to that there are 9,000 jurisdictions in the United States that have a hands in carried out balloting system. So this is what they're going to do. Department of Homeland Security is going to be taking over security for elections. Do you know where they got the idea from, Department of Homeland Security? Do you know who actually structuralized and formalized and put together Department of Homeland Security? Do you know where it actually originated at? It was in the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. The Third Reich established Department of Homeland Security. And the individuals that actually started to structure it here in the United States were known Nazi members from the past. This is no coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. This is the agenda. So check out that article. Really, really important for you to see and to get a feel for what's really going on. So next article. This one comes from internews.com. Internews.com, really good website. Internews is one, everyone. I would definitely highly recommend that this be part of your rotation of some things that you want to get some information from. This is a great one, especially when it comes to radiation poisoning and the overall use of nuclear energy throughout the world and how this is becoming such a humanity crisis that we're having right now. And you know, they don't really talk about Chernobyl anymore, still spewing radioactive isotopes. Fukushima still spewing radioactive isotopes into the atmosphere, which is making you sick and making everyone else sicker and destroying the immune system. This is a part of this conspiracy agenda. This can be stopped. This can be turned around. But the overall agenda, the energy, there's more energy in destroying than there is creating. So when people talk about organizing, people talking about, well, then don't talk about it. You should be doing it. Don't wait for someone else to do it, because the only thing that you're saying is that you don't have the energy to do it. You want someone else to do it. This is an individual choice. When Scotty started this network, when you started doing what you were doing, no one energized you. You actually had to carry it out yourself. So check out this article. It says, very serious. Wildfires burn close to U.S. nuclear sites. Red flag warning issued from FEMA. Fire threatens. Such destruction as would constitute a major disaster, largest wildfire in the country. And so there is a large wildfire that is threatening a large nuclear facility in Hanford, the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. And so this is something that you all need to know about and be made aware of. So check that article out. Next article. This one, I said shaking my head. This one is from, where did this come from? Professors confess.blogspot.com. And it says, math out, fake math in, confessions of a college professor. Check this article out, everyone. It's different. It's you know, so-called higher learning, huh? Taking out math. Math is the universal language in the universe. It's not the global, it's not the country, it's not the international, it's the universal language. If you're going to actually speak with other living civilizations throughout the universe, it has to first be done mathematically. So this is the overall conspiracy agenda to depopulate, ladies and gentlemen. So check out that article. Next one, this one comes from YouTube. Gigantic storm cloud swirl in the skies above Phoenix. Check out that article, YouTube video. That storm was pretty wild. Next article. This one comes from bioscience technology.com. Scientist grows mini brains in the petri dish. They're growing brains, ladies and gentlemen. They're growing brains. Check out that article. Next article. This one comes from theguardian.com. So, and I put all of these together right here because it gives you a real clue, and it gives you indication of what the agenda is. Scientists attempting to harvest human organs in pigs. Create human pig embryo. And let me tell you why they picked the pig. If you know the true history of the pig, oink, oink, you know the true history of it. It was actually created back in the times of Atlantis. And they did that to crossbreed with the same technology and the DNA splitting and the cloning that you see going on now was actually some of the technical abilities and the scientific works of the times of Atlantis. The pig is known as a hybrid of a human being and a hog. This is why they say someone has a pig face. This is why you can get organs from a pig. This is why you have third degree burns. The body will not reject the skin of the human body will not reject the skin of a pig. This is why they want to establish a human pig embryo. This is why you don't eat pig. It's cannibal. You're a cannibal. And I'm going to tell you, I got some people that I absolutely love that like to eat pig. And it's just funny, but, you know, I tell them, hey, so you're a cannibal now? But, hey, to each his own. But once you start to find out why, it's one of the many reasons why you don't. You know, and this is... And if you ever looked at a pig's eyes, you would darn near be looking almost into the eyes of a human being. You actually pretty much are. So this is why the technology, and they've been doing this for a very long time. They've been cloning for a very long time. I'm going to say this. Man has been cloning for a very, very long time. You can see it, and they basically tell you if you would just have reading comprehension, and if you would just ask questions, you would be able to see some cloning from places that would surprise you. So, but it's been this is nothing new. They've been doing it for a while. Researchers in California have been trying to grow human organs inside pigs in attempt to tackle donor shortages. See, they give you all of the reasons in the world, but that's all lies. There is no donor shortages. As many people as they kill, as many people as they kidnap, as many people as they have come up missing, this is just the story that they tell you. And you know what? We're so gullible to believe. Blind faith is the first step to genocide, ladies and gentlemen. When you give blind faith to the authorities, you are giving the free waning massacre of your people, your family, and generations in the future. It's so important that you stop giving authority blindly to anyone. There, you have to be able to see what the proven track record is, and look at it from a long-term standpoint. Look at the true facts of things. Okay, not what you think. Start to find out so that you will know. It's a big difference. Without an investigation of things, you don't know anything. If you really think about it, without investigation of things, you don't know anything. You can just think and believe and just give an a opinion because of your thought process. That's all it is. So nothing wrong with that, but just make sure that you don't put too much faith in what you believe, because it is not as credible as the truth. Find the truth. So next article comes from BCC. Just this goes along with a story below. U.S. bid to grow human organs for transplanting inside of pigs. And this article is a little bit better than the first one. Next article. Now, I wonder, not that many people check those two articles out. Is that because y'all eat pee? I'm just clowning. It's no big. You can do whatever you want as long as you understand that your free will and your freedom ends with someone else's beginning. So that is, I have no problem with anyone or whatever you do. Actually, love you anyhow. Check this out. Next article comes from LifeVet.com. UN backs secret Obama takeover of police. Oof. The Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice has provided an oversight and recommendation for improvement of police services in a number of cities with consent decrees. We're going to talk about this. I'll explain to you what a consent decree is and how it worked. While I was a former Los Angeles police officer, the department was under a consent decree, and I'll tell you with that we're all involved and how this is going to work in the future. Sounds good, but it's just another plan to deceive for more overall government subjugation, enslavement, and control. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a part of the agenda that's going to be moving to depopulate and to move to economic collapse and global war that's going to turn into global nuclear war one that you're first going to be introduced to in the coming year. So check out that article. Next one. This one comes from Sputnik News. Rome ready to allow U.S. to use Italy bases for anti-Daesh airstrikes in Libya. Italy is ready to let the United States use its military bases to support the U.S. attack airstrikes against jihadist groups in Libya, Italian defense minister says. You know, and if you know the history, particularly the histories of the Moors itself, you know exactly why Italy. This, you know, a lot of us may not know, or may not have connected the dots. A lot of the things that we see going on in the in, in the in the world and the geopolitical and just in the overall relationships is nothing new. They actually go back to centuries and centuries ago, and it's the continuance of what happened here. This is why, you know, researching and finding out as much as you can is so empowering, because you would know exactly why Italy would give the okay right away for the U.S. to bomb Libya. And this is where the Moors come into play. Okay, next article comes from Sputnik News also. U.S. and allies worried by Turkey's friendship with Russia. Man, this is all going to explode in a major confrontation that's going to lead to world war, that's going to lead to global nuclear war one. Turkey's NATO allies are anticipating the upcoming meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Turkish President, recapping what's going on in Turkey there in that region. Check out that article, very, very telling. The Russian and Ottoman Empire about to develop more grounded and rooted military, trade, economic, and everything else in throughout the skirmishes and problems that they've had with each other is much, much bigger, y'all. And everyone is starting to leave NATO in so many words. And basically, the U.S. allies are seeing the handwriting on the wall before the American citizens are. They're abandoning them and getting out of the way and establishing relationships on the winning side, not the losing side. So check out that. This one, oh man. The next article comes from 21stCenturyWire.com, 21stCenturyWire.com. My commentary, CIA network is, this is CNN. The CIA network. The cerebrally naive network. Syria, it says. Cerebrally naive network, that's just what I call it. CNN normalizes suicide bombers and embeds reporters with IS-IS and Al-Qaeda. Is, that's what I just call it, is, you know, they call it ISIS. But when you look at that overall, there are certain mainstream networks that even tell you that they are a part of the Jason Bourne project. And, you know, those movies, those so-called Jason Bourne movies and all those other, you know, movies, Bonds and all that, do you know that that's propaganda to get you to actually idolize the different intelligence agencies that are waging war throughout the world to depopulate and to enslave the world? This, they give you that a glimpse. This is how they use the overall entertainment, movies, and everything else to actually indoctrinate you to give them blind authority, to think that they have your best interest at hand. Oh, sorry about that, Scotty. We're going way past the 30-minute break that we have. Listen, everyone, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Ran over a little bit there. Welcome back to Tando Radio Show. We have a live program for you today, and we're going to jump back into what's in the news, and we're going to get into today's show at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participation code is all you have to do once you call that number is hit 549032#. Then if you have a question or comment, then just hit *61. I will see you in queue, bring you up, and you can make your question or comment known. For everyone listening to the Tando Radio Show today. So sorry about that. All right, so let's jump back into what's in the news. Next article. Oh, but before we do that, check out this article. And this is, they present to us a Jason Bourne character because they don't want people to be themselves. They want them actually to live a life based in characters. Because when they do that, those characters, they can control the characters, and that energy that you give to characters now controls you. And this is so critical. Read between the lines on this, so check it out. Next one, Vladimir Putin. Oh, sorry, this one comes from VeteransToday.com. Vladimir Putin to provocateur Victoria Nuland. Your diabolical plan is going down for real. Your diabolical plan is going down for real. And if you know who Nuland is, Nuland's diabolical plan simply does not work in the real world and is one of the reasons why Putin has been winning the ideology war hands down. And this one came from a brother wrote this article for Veterans Day. Really, really good article. But check this out. This is one of the things that in this article, my commentary is what reflection is in Putin's glasses? Anyone? It was a question that I had. What reflection is in his glasses? There's actually a reflection, and this reflection is completely off. It's a double reflection in the right eye and a single reflection in the left eye. There's no way in the world, and just from the hand positioning and with the angle of those glasses, there's no way in the world that should be there, in my opinion. But there is something in the glasses that's reflecting in the glasses. I was just asking, can anyone tell? So if you can tell, my man MJ, Marcus John, said, looks like a picture of someone in Muslim garb. And my comment said, my reply to him was, I see a hat, but can't make out the rest. Something's not right with the two images in the glasses. And then I said, one second, looks like it's a Trump hat. I don't know. Can't really tell. But if you can see what's in the reflection of the glasses that Vladimir Putin is wearing, shoot me a message there on Tando. Write it there and tell me what you think it is, because I just couldn't make it out. So check out that one. Next article. This is going to be an article that we're definitely going to be talking about today. Very, very important. Anonymous FBI informant says, now this is, take it all with a grain of salt, but it does have some, but to me is very possible. But here it goes. Anonymous FBI informant says, oh, I'm sorry, and this comes from fairynews.com. It says, anonymous FBI informant says, treason in government at the highest level. On July the 5th, the director of the FBI, James Comey, held a press conference where, you know what he said in there. So we're going to check out this article, very telling, and this is my commentary. Like we said all this time, it is deep and going to cause a nuclear explosion in so many ways. A must read. Let's talk about this on Tando Radio Show tonight. And we're going to definitely bring this up. So today's show is The Purge is Going Global. Plus, we're going to take a look at China's disclosure about extraterrestrial civilizations and some of the current events once we get to it. And we're going to definitely cover the below-listed article. And I said it equals crazy. So you're going to check that out. Next article. This one comes from DailyGalaxy.com. NASA observer reveals a dark zone. Swarms of 10,000 black holes may have migrated in the Milky Way. And one of the things that Brother Braggs and I were talking, you know, one of the things about NASA, and I always call it, says that that means never a straight answer, and I added NASA FA, and you can figure out what the FA, FFA, excuse me, no, from FA. But NASA is an old term, and it basically is a deceiver, or a liar, deception, not to bring real truth. And this actually, if you know anything about NASA, where it got a lot of its most influential science is for its rocketry and its ability to go into space and everything else, it came from where? Where did those scientists come from? From Germany? From the Third Reich? From Nazis? Yep, Operation Paperclip, ladies and gentlemen. So check that out. So it was an article that was there. So that's what's in the news today. So let's jump into today's show. At any time, if you have a question or comment, like to get a question in, or you want to make a comment, feel free to do it at any time. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I will see you in queue and bring you up. So let's jump into today's show before we go any further. Now, there's an article that we posted, and I said that this was going to be the feature for today. And there was an article. Let's check it out. It's the anonymous FBI informant says that treason, government high at the highest level. Now, one of the things I'm going to say to you, make sure if you do click on this article, do not click on the numbers above the answers that are here. Just look at the answers from, read this article from here. Don't click on the number articles. You can see them there highlighted, okay? If you do, you're going to get a virus. You're going to get a virus, okay? And parents, this is the numbers that are attached to here is not a site that you want your children to actually get a hold of and start, because it's just don't do it, okay? And so just know that it's not something that you want to do. Don't hit the numbers. And I wanted to say that as a little disclosure to you all, because I don't want you to get, you know, a virus and then have different things that you don't want to have on your computer, which is some there. So just trust me on that. You don't want to do that. It will lead to a site that you would not that has a lot of adware, spyware, and viruses and all that other stuff. So don't do that. So okay. So now from here, but you could read everything from this article. Don't need to know the questions. You can kind of figure out what the questions are. All right. So here we go. This is a good article, and we need to talk about this. On July the 5th, the director of the FBI, Comey, had a press conference where he announced the FBI's recommendations not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for the crimes of possessing an illegal and unsecure email server in the basement of her home. She should have been in jail a long, long time ago, because you only do this type of stuff if you're going to. She should actually have been prosecuted, and she would have been found guilty and be subject to death because of espionage. Actually, it was far worse. And it goes on. However, before this announcement was delivered, an anonymous forum post had already stated that the FBI would not recommend the prosecution. And I'm not going to, I actually stopped. The form known as 4chan, that is one, ladies and gentlemen, do not go to that place and kind of block that from your computer, from your children getting it. But young people, probably a lot of young people already know about that and everything else. Don't go there. It's not a site that's secure at all. Is the originating home of the hacker group called Anonymous? And I got my own opinions about that, but that's cool. Okay. It was on this forum that someone claimed to be a member of the FBI team investigating Hillary Clinton's email server. It is impossible to tell if the person was a legitimate member of the FBI team. But when their predictions came true, people started paying attention. The anonymous poster returned for several questions and answer sessions over the next few weeks. He or she responded to the questions with only vague hints as it was necessary to conceal his or her identity to avoid retaliation. With the information he or she provided, many investigators began diving into the bowels of the internet looking for connections and proof of Clinton's scandalous affairs. All of the questions and answer sessions known as AMA have been archived for the future reference. Here is a breakdown of some of the topics discussed with the FBI said name informant. Okay. Here it is. It says, I guess the question was, will she be indicted? It says, will she be indicted? Here's the answer. There is intense pressure for us not to do so. I am posting from a position of near anonymity and even plausible deniability to evade prosecution. Let me tell you, plausible deniability is a key word that people within different law enforcement agencies, intelligence agencies, people that have access to information, secret information, they use that word. So right away, I was like, okay, that's a hint that there's something credible here, okay? Just from me to you, okay? To evade the prosecution, but now is this saying that this person is completely, you know, no, not at all. But it gives a hint that the possibility that they're gaining more credibility with me. All right. It says, even plausible deniability to evade prosecution. As we all have been given gag orders. Said this earlier, then later came out that they actually were. There is enough for her and the entire government to be brought down. People don't realize how enormous this whole situation actually is. Well, here at Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network, we knew, we told you that it was. Scotty talked about it here on Tando, and I'm pretty sure he talked about it on his program and throughout the different programs that he's on and affiliated with and the different programs here on Black Talk Radio Network. We knew whether she will or not depends on how much information about others involved gets out. And there are a lot of people involved. The real point of interest is the Clinton Foundation, not the email server. We received the server from Benghazi. Then from the server, we found data on the CF. And then you're going to hear them say abbreviations. Now, let me tell you a clue here. People, this person, just by them starting to abbreviate things and just to give two-letter abbreviations or just abbreviations of things or acronyms of things is very credible, because anyone that's been in the military, you know, and has been in any form of quasi-military organization, you know that they break down things into acronyms and to use just the initials of things all the time. Once again, very credible. CF, meaning the Clinton Foundation. Then we realize the situation is much worse than previously thought. Next question. Super classified materials on Clinton's email server. She has snap level programs on her server. That's why she should be going to jail. This is why there should have been a prosecution, and if it's true, found guilty, and then this is where the penalty for this goes from, should be going towards treason and espionage. And this should have been punishable by the death penalty, which, if made public, would literally cause an uprising and possibly, here it is, listen, possibly foreign declarations of war. This is why China and Russia have taken the position that they've taken, that we've talked about so much here on Tando Radio Show. And this is why the earlier article that I put there, where if it's Hillary, it's war. And everyone, China's been telling their military to prepare for war, prepare for war, prepare for war. No country ever says such as a first rate or a country with that is considered a superpower says prepare for war if they're not really preparing for war. They're giving you clues that they're going to do it. They're telling you. Why is this? Because when you're on that level, because what you do and when you start to say those things, that actually means that you've already started the overall movement towards that, and you've activated different units, and other countries need to respond appropriately to that. So it's just not you just start shooting on each other. It's a process. Okay? So now, and this is from the overall compartmentalized pieces to maintain control. Okay? It's all a charades. It's all fixed. It's all Vegas casinos. It's a big fraternity against the general populations. But there's a nomenclature and a process that goes about to maintain the overall system. And this is one of it. When you start having countries like that, when you start having the president of Russia and the president of China, okay, countries that are considered superpowers, that are key trade governmental entities and formidable pieces to the overall security and stability of the globe, when they start talking about war and having their militaries prepare for war, this ain't like North Korea just, you know, blabbing off. This means that they're doing it. Okay, so now, very, very important here. And it says, note, a snap, this is what a snap is, a snap, special access program is an they are held close to service at secret locations. They are held on closed service at secret locations. The only way to get one is if you are specifically read on to a program, have a need to know, then you must physically go to a location and pass through several layers of security to even look at the program. A good example in non-classified terms would be the location and operation of your intelligence operations operatives around the globe, or our missile silo locations. Those are snaps. Okay? So now, this is the key. She had a snap program level server at her, I'm not quite sure, I don't want to say that, but it says that she had, in the original, from this, it says she had snap level programs on her server. Right then and there, she's not even authorized to have that. So now, it goes on. Next one. The Clinton Foundation is the key. Next, it says, the real point of interest is the Clinton Foundation, not the servers and emails. We realized the servers from Benghazi, then from the servers we found data on the Clinton Foundation. Then we realized the situation is much worse than previously thought. Note, this explains why the investigation took so many people and so long. Next one, a bigger problem than Hillary. Yeah, this is the answer. Killing HRC, that stands for Hillary Rodham Clinton, killing HRC would not cause the problem to go away. The problem with the Clinton Foundation, as I mentioned, which you should just imagine as a massive spider web of connections and money laundering implications implicating hundreds of high-level people. That's what Scotty said here on Tando Radio Show. Though I don't know how... Let me move this down. Though I don't have a high opinion of Hillary, she is just a piece, a big piece of the massive storm. But they didn't say storm. It had another adjective in front of that. And let me just say this. This is what we've been saying. Hillary is just a piece. Hillary is just a celebrity figurehead that's going to be used for this whole thing. And Hillary's not going to get away from this at all. No way in the world, because the system wants her to fall. And this is the purge, ladies and gentlemen, that I've been talking about. And this is going to start to come out even more, and it's going to lead to the economic collapse and the global nuclear war. This is going to be one of the key triggers for the global economic collapse and the global war. It's not going to be the reason for it all. It's going to be the trigger for many of it and some of the reasons why. So, goes on to say, legal is asking preliminary questions about whether or not she has been coached. She has. Ha. See? And setting up the general lines of questioning. I am a high level analyst, though. So my job is only to look at her records. Next question. The DOJ is most likely to save itself. And they're talking about the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice is most likely to save itself. Find everyone involved in the Clinton Foundation, from its donors to its boards, and imagine they all are implemented. And then it goes on. In my opinion, the entire government is guilty of treason. This is why Hillary Rodham Clinton's death, HRC's death, would not cease the investigation or prevent further scandals. Many, many people are involved. Once again, Gotti talked about that. Next answer. There's already enough to indict, talking about indict HRC. Comey has been trying to stall because he doesn't want to face the Clinton machine as well as the rest of Washington, because the case would explode into a million other cases if fully brought to light. And then we would be one agency, talking about the FBI, competing against the entire government and a horde of other interests. It is a very tense and uncomfortable position. You're right. I mean, that's probably true, but it's all going to unravel anyhow. This is what they're saying. This is why I said she may have looked like she got away with this, but it's much bigger than her. Oh, she's the fault. She's done. But what it's really going to do is going to convict you. It's going to actually adversely affect the everyday person here and globally, because this is going to be used. So it goes on to say, what Lynch, you're talking about Loretta Lynch, is saying is that she will accept whatever they do and make her determination as she will. Nothing about her responsibility has changed. She is simply trying to keep her hive intact. Next, there was another question, and here's the answer to it. Oh, the question. Many people have documents including Trump and foreign powers. I didn't read the questions, everyone. I'm sorry about that. So that was this question. Here's the answer. Foreign powers are in possession of some of the documents we have analyzed because they were hacked from Clinton servers. Trump has some files as well and likely plans to leak them and use them to his advantage soon. The leaks will have to be made in a non-transparent fashion. Next answer. If we recommend... We literally hand over documents implying the entire government is involved in treason at the highest level and everyone is about to duck and cover, as well as some sensitive details of SNAP, which would obliterate national security. Okay? Next answer. I am not sure, and this is all from the question of many people have documents including Trump and foreign powers. Who's the foreign powers that have those? Russia, China, who else would have it? Germany, France, all of NATO, all of BRICS, Philippines, Taiwan, Korea, North and South, Cuba, Venezuela, countries within Africa, Libya. I believe Gaddafi knew about a lot of this also. Many countries, they all know, because once it goes in Israel, one key thing here is Israel, which is left out a lot of this. All right, so let's go on. And hold on, everyone. I'm sorry about this. I was reading this article, so I had a caller that's in queue. Hey, caller, just give me 1 second. I'm going to come to you. Let me just finish this, and then I'll come right to you. The 408, I'll come right to you after this, okay? All right, so now let's keep going. And then the answer from the many have the documents, including Trump and foreign policies. I'm not sure, but I'm not, oh, I'm sorry. Let me set the table here. And they talk about how SNAP would be compromised and that would destroy national security. Then it goes on. I'm not sure, but some of my war strategy buddies are estimating a high probability that Russia will leak all of the information they have to the world. Remember a year ago, I had said that Russia, China, and the rest of the world is going to purge the United States and bring them up in front of the world, and they're going to dispose all of their dirt so that the world will turn on the United States, but not only turn on the United States, but convict the United States to go to war. And you're the target, ladies and gentlemen. You're the target. And this is exactly what's going to, in my opinion, unfold and happen. This is why, since we started Pando, I was talking about the purge. This is the purge at the critical point, at the keystone inroads that are going to spread into a overall global economic collapse is going to lead to world war. Listen, everyone, got to go to a commercial break real quickly. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, very, very important show. When we come back, I'm going to finish this out. Go to the call. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, that hits *61, and I will definitely bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. So we want to get right back into the article that we're reading. Very, very important, and it's set up, and this is why I've been talking about the purge, okay? So now let's pick right back up. And where we left off was that SNAP has been compromised in national security. They're saying national security, and then the person said that, well, I'll pick it back up here. I'm not sure, but some of my war strategist buddies are estimating a high probability that Russia will leak all of the information they have to the world. Told you that this was going to happen in what form and fashion. I wasn't sure, but I knew it was going to happen because all the indicators were saying it. Since Clinton wants to go to war with them, and they have no desire to be in conflict with the U.S. So they're going to disclose it, and they're going to get, see, this is the thing that's here. They're going to get the whole world behind them. And this is when they're more willing to go to war with the whole world, with them. And the new fourth right of Nazi Germany will be the United States, which is already, is actually the manifest destiny begotten the third right of Nazi Germany. So it goes on. Key big thing there. Next answer. If we do not recommend, it will look like a cover-up, and Trump will use the perception to bolster his image. I do not work in PSYOPs. I did work in PSYOP once, and Trump's use of confirmed bias is legendary. You see what they said? I worked in PSYOPs once, and Trump's use of confirmed bias is legendary. Next one, next answer, question. Bill Clinton will likely die this year if Trump wins. Hillary goes to jail. Bill Clinton will likely die this year. Everything is corrupt. Even Trump is dirty. Now, I had said earlier that we have now moved into the assassination phase and era of what's going on geopolitically. Okay? So now, didn't say how, but this is what was said in this article. Bill Clinton will likely die this year. Everything is corrupt. Even Trump is dirty. Next answer. Impossible to say. This is what the person said. Impossible to say. The entire government is corrupt. No one is clean, not even Trump. Trump has donated to the Clinton Foundation in the past, though for fairly inconclusive things like building permits and such. He is smart. So he has, let me move this down. So he has his tracks covered well. But if any prosecutor wants to go very in depth, Trump would be brought into bribery charges. He could easily get out of them, but he would be charged nevertheless. Next answer. We have our hands tied. My message to you and everyone on this board is not to get distracted by Clinton's emails and focus on the foundation. All of the nightmarish truth is there. The email will pale in comparison. Next answer. I do not know of Trump's record, but for the case, he definitely knows to limit his exposure and make it only look like he's a donor. If Trump wins, HRC is what he said. HRC will be prosecuted. I have heard rumors Christie will be his AG, Attorney General, and Michael Finley will be his VP pick. And I don't know if that, no, that didn't pan out, but still, all in all. Next one. A multitude of scandals is the question. Saudi Arabia visits and donates to the CF, Clinton Foundation. Russian, Ukrainian fiasco. Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Israeli lobby. Ah, here we go. The Council on Foreign Relations. Ah, if you know the Clintons, you know that they go there. AIPAC, the list is endless. Goes on. Three choices could crash everything. I will put it into you this way. You have three choices. A, turn over the information to the DOJ, make a public recommendation, the truth comes out, and the entire world realizes how much the U.S. is meddling in foreign affairs, and we go to war. The civilian population realizes how much foreign money influences our government, and a civil war begins. That's A. B, you cherry-pick the data to implicate the people already in the eye of public opinion, so the chips falls on the heads of the selected few who the system doesn't want, and the whole system doesn't crash. Think it's going to be a little bit of that, but it's going to fall into A, too. C, you do nothing and watch the unstable political climate to gauge how you respond. I am confident if Trump wins, she will be going to jail. Next one. The problem is the entire government. I'm going to hurry up so we can get to our callers. Comey will likely resign in any case. FBI is being very quiet for a reason. Most of us want to keep our jobs. Snowden had nothing to do with any of this. Possibly, I don't know for sure. I think so. Obama and Hillary, Obama and HRC do hate each other. HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton, hates black people, and Obama dislikes recklessness. As far as the investigation, some data, some details are correct. As the outcome, no one knows. Truthfully, not many. The FBI is rather fond, and we study more than we investigate. Next, goes the problem is the entire government. Hillary Rodham Clinton is just one component of that government. Hillary sold SNAP to overseas donors. Whew. Here it goes. All I can say about the SNAP is HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton, had them. She did not have proper authority to have them, any of them. They were leaked to her by someone, and she did sell them to overseas donors. Possessing them alone makes her guilty of treason. Obama is loosely tied to the Clinton Foundation, but much more tied in the same way people who donate to the CF. Next answer. Russian borders, Ukraine, everywhere NATO is. The South Sea of China, the Philippines, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about this on Tando for so long. Soros, talking about George Soros, is at the heart of all of this. If it comes down to it, I will fight. But most of us are in the opinion that Hillary Rodham Clinton will not be president. And having jumped Trump in office makes our job easier. But right now, we have to be careful, waddling through mud. As I said before, BC, and that's Bill Clinton, likely wanted LL, talking about Loretta Lynch, to focus on the email servers and shy away from prosecuting the foundation, because that's him. All the dirt, Next, we will go to war with Russia and possibly China if she wins. Obama wanted to postpone the case until 2018. Did Obama push to have the case postponed until 2018 as well? There's talk of that. I don't know where the order came from. Difficult positioning the FBI insider. If leak data a mass destroys my country, we betrayed the country. If we do nothing, we betray the country. I am, let me move this down. I am not disagreeing with you. I am saying the situation is more complicated when you're inside and you don't have the brevity of information that I have that would make your eyes fall out of your skull if you knew what was going on. Goes on. It benefits her because her donors have paid for it. I do not want to post any information about me or where I am, because if any hint gets out that I posted anything, I will be fired and blacklisted, more than that, and possibly killed. Soros guiding everything, global governance. Soros funds instructs and influences every layer of the U.S. government, right down to the tax code. Correct theories, huge Jewish influence. Soros as a puppet master, red team player. You would have to ask specifics. I'm telling him you're going to have to ask specifics. The goal, meaning he's not going to elaborate or she's not going to elaborate. The goal of Soros, since I'm assuming that is what you're asking about, is to create a global governance where all people intermingle and breed and become on people's rule by radical pure Jewish race. Since they sincerely believe under the rule all human conflicts will cease because there will be no more cause for division. This desire is born out of the fear of the horrors of World War II. The Holocaust is a lie, but the death toll was still massive nevertheless, and many people were brutalized by it. Get what's going on there. Next, Russia hacked the Clinton server 100%. Do Russia or others have enough information to bring down the Clintons? If they leak it, this was the question, would they be more likely to leak it and use it for blackmail? They have enough to take her down. I'm not sure of the totality of what they have. I can tell you that they 100% hacked her server. The next question, Orlando and L.A. gay parade attacks were inside jobs, that was the question. Are the incidents incidents manufactured with the intent of harassing gun control laws? Yes. Yes. They gay bar attacks were inside. Talking about the bar, the Orlando bar, and we told you that here, and we gave you the reasons why. Because there was an active shooter, and the first responders didn't go in. They were told to stand down. Only person that can tell them to stand down is that it came from, they were told that because the responding officers were told not to do that. And that is not something that can only come from you getting that transmission from your 911 operators, your radio transmission operators. That comes from inside the department itself. And that right there, when I saw that, I knew that that was a total inside job, because how long it took. It was the middle of the night, and for their SWAT team to get there, it took them hours. Told you, if you know anything about this stuff, it doesn't work that way. There's no traffic. There's no reason that they wouldn't have been there immediately. But not even that. The officers, the first responding officers, should have went in, but they didn't, because they were told to stand down. Inside job, inside job, inside job. Why? Now you can see why. Because they don't want an armed republic for the civil war and the global war that is about to kick off. They know what is going to make people's eyes fall out of their skull for what's going on. And we've been giving you these clues here on Tando Radio Show for a while now. Almost finished. Here we go. So it goes on. If everything is exposed, human trafficking and all of the payoffs, in regards to the Clinton Foundation, it would happen if all of the information ended up and being released to the general public. I say in the last thread, total chaos. The government would be exposed at every level, layer. Who paid who buys what, and no one has yet asked about the human trafficking bit. This is why the black people, young people, children have been kidnapped, trafficking for sex, for organs, for research, for enslavement, for all kinds of things. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Not just here on this planet, actually to send them off of this planet. Didn't know about that, did you? Yes. This has been known to happen. And this is not just here. You're not just talking about a global conspiracy. You're talking about a universal conspiracy that goes beyond Earth. The human trafficking goes beyond here. Okay, but I have been laying out. What if you personally leaked all the documents to the dark web or some other online outlet? What would happen? Silence and or death. Some places are trying to leak, but we can censor them too fast. With the countries that would be named in the document declare war if it was a large enough change in the government? No. They would declare war because of all of our secret operations in their countries would be exposed. Couldn't you have the Attorney General or some of the right allies indict her if they were given enough information in the documents? We have thought about this. It's on the table. Man, this is getting deep. All right, now, next one. 9/11 was a Mossad inside job. That was the question. What do you know about 9/11? Was it an inside job? 9/11 was Mossad. That's all he said. Known as that, or she. That means an inside job, but we already knew that. Okay, now, here's a good one. Get smart about Civil War. The FBI's main concern. This is why all of the militarization of the police departments is going on. Because they know what's going to happen. Here it is. Answer. says, get smart about civil war. If civil war broke out, 100% certainty, China and Russia would get involved. Who do you think that they would get involved with to destabilize everything even further? And they would make alliances with different places. Hint, hint. There would be even states that would go in to this with treaties and alliances and agreements with Russia and China. Texas would be one, in my opinion. All right, keep going. One more time. If civil war broke out, 100% certainly China and Russia would get involved. Also, what fears would need to be resolved in order for the FBI to be willing to go nuclear on this, I won't say what they called her, you can figure out what they called her, and the foundation. This would be like launching a nuke at New York City. We would hit the target, but we would then be at war with the whole U.S. The FBI is facing, because why are they saying that? This is just surmising. Now, one of the things that you do in PSYOP operations is you leak some information so you get people to think a certain thing. When you actually, this is a part of asymmetrical warfare. So some of this could be true, and a lot of it could be actually propaganda and also part of a PSYOP, okay? But and take it for what it's worth. All right, so let me finish it here. This is the last one. The FBI is facing the entire federal government in this case. This is why we are so quiet. Last one. Here it is. This is the last one. The sex rings in all governments. Sex rings are popular in all governments, but pedophile is primarily in the British Parliament in Saudi Arabia. And that's why HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and Bill Clinton's loves foreign donors so much. They get paid in children as well as money. Dig deep and you can find it. It will sicken you. Now, why is this so important? Because this has been being disclosed in so many ways. So now it goes on. I was on board with these discussions from the very beginning, and I have been often visited over the years at this one place. The informants spurred many to action, and several teams were created. A research division was created to search out the relative information to the Clinton Foundation. This unit often broke up into small teams to focus on certain aspects of the investigation, which happens. I know how the FBI works. Yes. Another division was created for the sole purpose of simplifying all of the facts that were found by creating MEMS. The investigation derived slightly when the DNC emails were leaked, but it has since returned to the Clinton Foundation. A website has been set up to store the information they have found. It is highly disorganized, but at least it is all in one place. While I like to think that I contribute a lot to the ongoing anonymous investigation, that this information spurred my role has been more of a fighter on the front lines, releasing the information to the general public. You can find me under the nickname Pastor Bone. So let me just say this. Don't know if Pastor Bone is real, but there are some credible things. Pastor Bone actually could be getting information, because they're not really that person. There's so many things in this, but there's so many things that jive with what's really going on. It's far worse than what we think. So what we want to do now is that we want to open up the lines to you all. We got a caller in queue. I'm going to go to this caller. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit *61. I'll see you in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where are you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hi, David. It's Isa 2 out in Arizona.
Hey, Sister Isa 2 out in Arizona. What's going on? Haven't heard from you in a while. Good to hear your voice. What's going on, sister?
Absolutely. I just wanted to make a couple of comments on the divine feminine, the attack on the divine feminine, and they're using Hillary Clinton as the polar opposite of the real divine feminine. And then also I wanted to touch on the UFO and the UFOs and the Nation of Islam and safety.
Okay.
And also mass extinction, and that was it.
Okay.
I had to write it down so I can remember.
Right. Okay. Go ahead, sister.
Okay, so the first thing was the attack on the divine feminine and how they're using Hillary Clinton as the polar opposite of the real women that are out, the real feminine energy that is out there that's divinely righteous.
Yeah.
They are definitely using Hillary Clinton in a way to ignite the feminine energy within the male and the female out there to say that this is some kind of righteous entity, this is some kind of righteous campaign, which it truly is not. And I don't understand how people don't see that. But I've been following the Clintons since 1988. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska, and I remember the Franklin Credit Union scandal. The Franklin Credit Union scandal was directly involved with the pedophile ring that went all the way to D.C., and the Clintons were involved with that as well. And Hillary Clinton at that time was outed as a lesbian, as not only a lesbian, but she was outed as a deviant kind of lesbian, not just like, oh, okay, I'm going to deal with the women and I want to be with a woman. No, she wanted to go and scar the inside of women's bodies, to go inside their vagina and carve her initials in it. And there's a woman out there called Kathleen or Kathy, I can't remember her name right there, but there's a white woman out there that put out the story about how Hillary Clinton carved her initials on her cervix. And this is real. So that was the first thing. Sorry, there's music in the house, and I'm going to have to step outside. That was the first thing. Go ahead, brother. I wanted to know what you know about that, because I don't want to just say.
No. I'm glad that you, because I call them the political serial killers, the Clintons. This is nothing new to people that have been following them. The death and destruction that these people have engaged in is what was disclosed in this anonymous FBI informant piece, in what you're talking about, for people that really want you to know, it's there, and it's been there for a very long time. For a very long time. And let me just tell you, you want to see how crazy and evil this woman is? Just look at her Benghazi. When she had to go before the Senate Committee on Benghazi, when she had to go before Congress, I forget which one that she had to go, but she had to answer for Benghazi. Just what difference does it make? And it shows her everything about this woman. And this is why this sister is saying
the
that this is being used. The rituals.
The demonic rituals. That's right.
No, we always talk about that. The demonic rituals that these people are actually using, and they do it from their secret societies and all these other things, is purposely driven, because it's a spell that they have to continue to cast. And this is one of the spells that Sister Isotu is telling you about with Hillary, and that's exactly what it is. And well said, sister. So that was,
and they're,
you know,
taking the divine feminine and manipulating it, because the energy is now, I don't know about the age of Aquarius and all that other stuff, but there's definitely something going on planetary and in our solar system and in our energy. I don't know what it is, because I don't study that, but there's definitely something going on, and they're manipulating that. And that was it that I had to say about that part. The other thing that I was thinking about, what was it, brother? I can't remember.
You wanted to talk about... depopulation and the protection group.
Nation of Islam and the UFOs. Okay. All right. The UFOs, and the last thing was mass extinction. But
Wait, did you say USO or UFO?
UFO, unidentified flying object.
Okay, go ahead.
Or in other words, extraterrestrial, which actually ties into the divine feminine, because the pilots on these UFOs are females, and a lot of people don't know that, but they are. They're women. And what we would categorize as women, but the universe doesn't really go into those type of things. But here in, on this planet, it's male, it's female, it's this, that, and the other. But they are female, and on the UFO. So the Nation of Islam is saying that in order to have safety, you have to believe in a certain type of belief system, and you have to prepare your family for drought and famine and things like that. So you have to be prepared, which we also talk about here on Candle Radio and things like that.
Right.
So, gosh, I'm trying not to lose my train of thought. But
no, you're fine. Go ahead.
The UFOs are tied into what's going on as well, as in the change of weather and the volcano eruptions and the earthquakes. So it is absolutely imperative that we do prepare ourselves in every way, shape, and form. But the Nation of Islam says that these people that are on the UFO or on that planetary object, which is, looks like a planet or a moon or a Saturn or a Mars or something like that, is actually our safety net. That's what they teach. But that's not only what they teach. It's actually the Hindus, not the Hindus, I'm sorry. There's an Indian from India, not from America, but there's an old story about some people from another planet that had to come and fight here on this planet. So there's going to be a interplanetary war, and China just release some information, even though they don't want to release it all. They are very well knowledgeable, and Russia are very knowledgeable about what these beings are and who they are and who they're here to actually fight for. Because there is actually such thing as a person or human on this planet that vibrates so high that it caused the others in our facility to come here and see what's the problem. So they're like, okay, why do we, like the Bible says, with, you know, I'm not too biblical, but like the Bible says, their sins are so high it reached up into the heavens. And people, and now they're like, okay, well, what's going on over here? So now they done killed so many people and so many innocents that it's reached out into the universe, and now they have called others to our plight that can actually kick their ass. So that's what I wanted to say in the safety part of it all. And the last thing, I think I hit on all of them. That's all. I think that was
well,
it.
You know, Sister Isis, I love when you call because you bring some great points and some things that our listeners really should do their own research in, and you'll see how vast this thing is. And
we're not alone
without a doubt.
I just want people to know we're not alone, but don't be scared.
Right. That's it. That's our saying. Never scared, always prepared. And it's more than just we're not alone. There are many, many different civilizations, as the Chinese released, and I posted inside of Tando, the different civilizations within the cosmos and within the universe in all. There are some benevolent ones and there are some malevolent ones, just like you here on this planet. There are some cool people, some okay people, some not okay people, and some outright sociopaths and psychopaths.
That is so true. And there are people, there are entities that have been working with this culture and giving them technology and secrets and technology in order to rule over us. That is so
true. Technology. I love that. That's right. So true. So true. Well, sister, great, great call. Thanks. Keep listening. Next week, we're actually going to actually talk and feature about one of those civilizations known as those from the heavens that came, known as the Anunnaki, which is actually talked a lot about by the Sumerians, and that is, you know, that is very, very important and critical. So, hey, we got a couple callers in queue.
Bye.
You're so welcome, sister. Good hearing from you. Keep calling. Keep bringing the information. Love you, love you, love you. Much love, much respect. Okay, everyone, get ready. Guys, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to get right back to the callers. Got a couple of callers in queue. Then we're going to, you know, continue this whole thing. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show. And I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Then hit star 61. I'll see you in queue. We got a couple of people in queue. I'm going to go to them right away. But just before we do that, let me tell you what you've heard in the past. You've heard that civilization, that the governments don't want to disclose about EBEs, biological entities, EBEs, biological entities. I can't remember what the E is for, but talking about ETs and extraterrestrials, civilizations throughout the universe. And they say that they always use this excuse why they don't want to do it. You always will hear them say this, is that that civilization, that society, people here aren't ready for that type of admission. You know what they're really saying? They're not willing for that admission because of what the people here have been doing with them. They don't want to real disclosure of how there's been cooperation, governmental cooperation with kidnapping people and sending them off in different, however you want to put it, kidnapping, trafficking, human trafficking off of this planet as well. See, that's people here are ready to, that was never been the problem. But see, what the problem is that they didn't want those secrets to get out as to what their involvement with these individuals were. How they've actually, through cannibalism and everything else, how they're sourcing for food and everything else, they don't want you to know their relationship with them. That's what they want to hide and keep. So when you think about it, ask some real specific questions, because a question is more important than an answer, because a question is eternal. An answer is temporary. Let's go to some of our callers that are there. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yes, good evening, y'all. It's your man, Dr. Hawkins.
Hawkins, what's going on?
Oh, man, I feel...
I know, Doc. You know, Doc, yeah. What I want to do, next week I'm going to have the show about what China had disclosed. I don't know if you saw it. I'm going to send it to you. If you would love to come on and, you know, and then we could talk about some of the things, why preparing, like... Sister was saying why we need to be prepared, because what's on the table is severe. And then just, you know, if you wanted to give your thoughts on that also, that would be great. So, but go ahead, Doc.
You bet. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. You know, Now, this is a touchy subject because a lot of people, a number of touchy subjects because people, are probably going to be taken a bit back by this, talk of human trafficking extending beyond this planet. But I can tell you right now that through certain sources, I had obtained about roughly a year and a half ago some what is alleged to be video footage of life on Mars that NASA had obtained, that NASA, when they sent one of their probes there back in the 1970s. And it also shows the process of terraforming as it happened. Not just photos, but video of the polar caps there on Mars being melted systemically with nuclear bombs and things of this nature. And that rabbit hole gets really, really deep, y'all. But I want to toss something else in as well. Now, what the lady was alluding to earlier, the lady that was from Omaha, Nebraska, about the Clintons and their involvement in the pedophile rings and all that stuff. It's no joke. I lived in Lincoln, Nebraska, okay, which is not even 45 minutes from Omaha. And one thing I can tell you for absolute certainty is, especially in those two cities, but you can go anywhere in Nebraska and you can smell the stench and you can't even call it a scandal. I mean, it's worse than that. It was basically a satanic pedophile ring, and of course, the black man took the fall for all of it, instead of Bush, instead of Clinton, and the rest of them, Bush Sr., that is. All right? But one of the places that she's alluding to is called Boys Town. This is where they were actually getting the children from, and it was mostly young boys that were victims in this child sex slave ring. It was young boys. And when I was there, I talked to some kids that told me horror stories about the police snatching them up off the streets for nothing and then taking them to the psych wards and places like that, and then they received a kickback or a commission for that. And look, I absolutely believe it. I absolutely believe it. And when I was there, what I saw, I mean, you can't pick up a newspaper in Lincoln, in Omaha, or nowhere in between and without seeing ads for Boys Town, advertisements for people who want to adopt children and receive compensation from the government and get involved in all these different programs involving the kids and stuff. And y'all, I'm telling you, it stinks to high heck. It really, really, really does. And the lady that she alluded to, her name was Kathleen O'Brien. She wrote a book called The Transformation of America. And she spells trance, like a hypnotic trance.
Transformation
of America. And she spoke very vividly. In fact, she got video up, congressional testimony, all over YouTube, all over the place, of her, telling her story about what happened with the Clintons and the Bushes and a whole host of the others. So that thing gets very, very wild. And the last point to tie in is Corrine Gaines.
Yeah.
Okay? What I can tell y'all as a matter of fact, I can show you better than I can tell you. I've studied hypnosis under one of the very best on this planet, a guy named Igor Lakowski. I got pictures of him on Facebook and stuff. And I have over 600 hypnosis programs in my library, DVDs, audiobooks, you name it. All right, Milton Erickson's books, his original books that you can't find nowhere. Keep in mind, these are arts that the government outlawed around the same time that they were doing the experiments with MKUltra. They outlawed hypnosis. That way, they could cover their tracks. When they outlawed hypnosis, the public didn't have access to it. The doctors, the medical doctors, and et cetera, weren't even allowed to talk about it. And this is how NLP got developed, which is the sister of hypnosis, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. They came up with NLP because the government suppressed and outlawed hypnosis back around the same damn time. And I'm telling y'all right now, anybody who studies hypnosis seriously can look at those Corrine Gaines videos and realize that they were using hypnosis techniques on her, especially the cops when they pulled her over in the car with her kids. They were using techniques. One of them is called bypassing the critical factor, and I recognized it instantly. This woman, y'all, they tortured her. They tortured her in more than one way. As a matter of fact, a local rap artist pointed that out yesterday, a guy named Willie D of the Ghetto Boys, you know, who was really big, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is. But one thing I know is that we better start getting our acts together, y'all, because the people that we're with, we can't even really call them people. These things that we're dealing with, man, they got a plan. So it's simple. Educate yourself or put A1 steak sauce on yourself and your children, because you're going to be food for them if you don't.
You know, Doc, well said, so true. And, you know, this is why in that interview, the one person said, it's so shocking, your eyes will come out of your head. And that's because there is more to this than what you just, why they keep saying, you just think it's so big. You think it's just all, it's just this, you know, easy criminal conspiracy. They don't know it's much bigger than that. So hold on, Doc, now, take a couple of other callers. So important. Listen, this is why so many people go missing. And one of the things we're going missing is during wars, more people go missing. And this is the perfect sacrifice, ritual sacrifice for these Satanists that have been actually, in so many instances, been actually practicing a ritual that is dimensional, multidimensional, and extraterrestrial. So, let's go to some of the callers. Let's hold on, Doc. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
How you doing, Big Bro?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Good, man.
We got a couple of callers, man. I wanted you to get yours in, and then we got two other callers. We got to get them in, but go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask the question as far as, I mean, why is it that only the evil, the government, the powers that be are able to, I mean, why are they the only ones that are having the why doesn't the common man have extraterrestrial experience? I mean, you know, why haven't I seen them? Why haven't anybody I've known seen them or been able to contact them or, you kind of understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think it's a good point of question. I would say it's two layers in that. One is because there's good ones and there's bad ones, in my opinion. Benevolent ones and not benevolent ones. I've actually, you know, and I say that from this. There is said to have been contact and deals that have been made, okay? Now, the thing about this is that the good ones will never go against your free will. It's actually all around you. But see, Some of the ones that maybe is not as advanced as us, because there are different forms of life. There are some that actually are more advanced, some that aren't as advanced, and everything else is the whole cosmos when you look at out into it. And I like to say some of them are more godly than us, way more godly than us, because they're free and they understand the importance of their free will. And in understanding the importance of your free will, you never, ever interrupt someone else's life. You never, because that's not, when you think about the great creator God Almighty, how, you know, many say that you haven't seen God. No, you've seen the effect of it. You've actually, you know, in my opinion, how could you not see the overall civilizations when you look up in the sky? Each star is a living being. Each planet is a living being. It's a living entity. So it is there. But see, what happens is that the way that we've been schooled in obedience, we think it has to come in the Martian form. And that's part of the propaganda to keep you from seeing what's really before you. And then there's also there's been a, in my opinion, from my research, there's been a contract that's been made with those that aren't benevolent. And in that contract is to actually propagandize, control, enslave mankind, because this is actually, in my opinion, slavery was taught to mankind by entities from beyond this planet for a reason. They came here because they didn't want to do the work in some things, and they actually said, let's enslave them. And they established a hierarchy system. And so this is why you have it. As I would say this, it's just like I always say, you know what, for the so-called powers that be, you never so-called see those individuals, but they're like the wind. You've never seen the wind. You've seen the effects of it. If you look at the effects of things and follow that, I think that leads you to so much more. Because what's unseen is more real than what's seen. And it's all the evidence is really there. It's just a matter of taking the time. And I would say taking the time and not to look for it in the way that you expect it to come. You know how sometimes we'll have an idea that, you know, let's say we're going to go to a place that we've never been before. And we say that, oh, it's going to look like this. It's going to smell like this. And then when you get there, it's like, that's not it. You know what I mean? So it's the exact same thing when you try to conceptualize something with, you know, outside of developing you to so that you can actually experience it, then you'll see what it really, really is. So I think that is a big part of it all. Man, great, great question. Now, keep listening, man, and keep calling. Let me take a couple other callers, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, brother, great one. All right, let's go to another call. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yes, good evening. My name is Kyle Sahu. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And
hey,
your program, right, how you doing? Yeah, your program is so deep that I forgot my question, man. But I think I wanted to ask, I think you answered my question, like nationality, spirituality, none of that will matter when this thing jump off. And my second part of the question is, it's in the Bible about Hillary and her cup of fornication. She's the blonde hair, blue eye female that will be riding the back of the beast with her cup of fornication. And you just laid it out. You just laid it out too, because I got to bet that she's a shoe-in for the presidency, but I see all this trouble perking up in the background, and I can feel it in my spiritual being that something
that's
big is going to jump
matters.
Up.
Let me tell you, brother, that's the one, that's the thing that matters. And,
oh, my.
You know, that is the one that we have to be in tune to. That's the development that we have to give more energy to. That's who we really are, and as soon as we come out of our character thought process,
yes,
that's been schooled to us, for us, we want to be this athlete, we want to be that athlete. If you look at how we've been trained to think as people, we've been trained to be what the system has identified as acceptable behavior, because they don't want you to know that you are actually a universal being that is an entity.
Yes.
You know, you're a living, eternal entity. And, you know, Doc talks about it. Brother Davis talks about it. So many. It's critical that your free will, do you realize that you can create a star, a planet, a solar system?
Anything.
You can create And this is what the biggest threat is, that and when you have an enemy that you can't defeat based off the merits of your talents, what do you have to do to that enemy? You have to deceive and establish a self-esteem problem with that. And what do you have to do? You got to put a virus in their computer. And what does that virus do? This is where these viruses come from. This is where this hacking. They got to hack into your brain. They got to hack into your body, hack into your spirit, and create a virus so that, guess what? You don't compute correctly. You don't operate and function well. So, brother, I got another call. I got to take great call. Give us a call a little bit later. Okay, brother.
All right.
Welcome caller to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? We got 2 minutes, and I think we got another caller. I think Brother Davis is there. Go ahead, caller.
Peace, Brother Davis. This is Ross. How you doing?
Oh, Ross, what's going on, man? Let's stop playing phone tag. Go, Brother Ross.
All right. Yes, sir. Basically, what you're saying is just incredible. Essentially, I wanted to say that our brother Ron McLean that hosts the Dark Matter Show talked about one of the heads of NASA. He said he's like five security clearances above the President of the United States, and how he discussed in a meeting that essentially he saw UFOs, repairing the rings in Saturn, and that NASA caught this film footage. And that the people flying the flying saucers were black men. He said they looked like any other black guy you would see walking around the United States. He said, and he actually, I believe he played a clip. I'm trying to remember the episode, if it was the third or fourth one, but actually I remember that. Then Dr. York was talking about this like decades ago about the extraterrestrials. He has a book called There's God and Extraterrestrial, where he gets into the different extraterrestrials, where they come from, and what their purpose is on this planet. And in that book is really incredible. He talks about white, tall, blonde, white, Nordic-looking people that come from Pleiades. He talks about black people on this planet. Our ancestry is in Sirius, which is actually backed by the Nile Valley Africans, Egyptians, Ethiopians, Nubians, Sudanese, etc. Credo Mutua also discusses the origins of South Africa. They talk about their origins also in the Sirius as well. And for the sister who talked about feminism, I wanted to say there's a great article. I texted it to you. It's called Black Feminism.
Ooh, whoa, Roz. Oh, man. Roz, say that again. I made a mistake. Go ahead. Say that again.
There's an article that says the black woman on black feminism, the CIA and Gloria Steinem, and it basically gives you the history of the fact that the entire complex that we call black feminism was a CIA creation in order to destroy the black family, and that they gave Gloria Steinem millions of dollars. She started a couple of organizations that give the details on all of this information in the article, and how through these organizations she was able to manipulate the consciousness of black women, and basically against black men, which is what's facilitating what we're dealing with now as far as the enmity between the both of us. And also there's a great movie that's called The Fourth Kind that deals with UFOs in Alaska, and it's a true story. They have actual footage from this psychiatrist practice, and they also juxtapose it with the film about her life. And essentially it all discusses UFOs in Alaska and how they've been just kidnapping people in Alaska. They said actually Alaska has more UFO kidnappings in history, as far as in the history of any other place in the United States. They're like the hot spot. And then also, I remember I know a couple of people that used to live on the compound with Dr. York in Eatonton, Georgia, where he had the pyramid complex built in the Sphinx. And I heard many stories of UFOs coming to that land and literally like him meeting with them. So I don't know what that is, but I've heard about that as well. And also Jackie Gleason, I remember there was a late night program that used to come on with this white guy, and he was talking about an interview he had with Jackie Gleason, where Jackie Gleason was he was good friends with Richard Nixon.
He's talking about the actor Jackie Gleason.
What happened was he was actually called late one night to go to Area 51.
At Eisenhower,
thank you. And he was actually shown the bodies of aliens. He came from his wife. His wife said when he came home from that meeting, he was never the same person. She said he left one way, and when he came back, he was never the same again. And essentially, he discussed the fact that he saw the bodies of these aliens, and it blew his mind. Like he was just so out of, he just couldn't believe what he was bearing witness to. But because he was such close friends with the president, essentially, they allowed him access to see these bodies from Area 51.
It was Reagan that showed him that. It was Reagan.
Okay. Because, the thing is, there's so much that we don't know about ourselves, because Dr. York talked about the fact that he says the reason why they have not been able to find a direct connection between modern man and hominids is because, he said, these black people came here and genetically infused themselves into our lineage, and we basically, they jump-started our DNA and basically said that they advanced us. just by mating with us. And they talk about that in the Bible, about angels taking children of men. And in that discussion,
the daughters of men. Yes,
the daughters of men,
taking the daughters of men.
And mm-hmm. and he was saying, and he talks about that, and he says basically when that took place, that is when the genetic jump basically took from, I guess, whatever the last hominid is to modern humans as we know them. This is what he's talked about since probably the 70s or like the late 60s. And from what I understand, that's also part of the reason they wanted to get rid of him, in which they destroyed the land now. And he's rotting in prison behind some nonsensical crap about child molestation, which is not true at all. So I just wanted to put
Man, you know what, there. Right? This show, we're going to have another Scotty, I was just wondering real quick, can we have like 2 minutes more? We got another show or what?
Because there's
two more callers I wanted.
Yeah, I can give you 5 more minutes, man. I don't want that file size to be that large where I got to chop it up. But, yeah, you got five more minutes.
Okay. Man, Rod, we're definitely going to have this conversation in depth again because it's so, so important. It's many things that we need to be prepared for. So let's go to some of the other callers. Great, great call as always, Rod. But we'll call me after this one, after the show, bro, so we can hook up. All right, let's go back to... Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question or comment? You got 1 minute. Got another call.
1 minute.
Hello?
Hi. This is Jada from Atlanta. Man,
hey,
that
Jada,
is so on point. Hey, brother. How you doing, brother Dave, brother Scotty? Man, I love y'all. Y'all on a popping. Man, I'm so hyped up right now. Sorry. I've been talking about this stuff for years.
I found out who you were yesterday.
Oh, you found out who I was.
The first time that you called on Wise Wednesday and you asked Brother Davis about what you asked, and this is why I said to you, I wanted you to, because I felt your spirit, and I.
Oh, praise God.
It was something about you that I immediately recognized. Then I found out who you were yesterday, but I already knew who you were before the confirmation, and that's why I asked you to do that, what you were doing. But go ahead, sister, because we got one more caller. You got 30 seconds in there. I got to go to the other caller.
30 seconds.
Go ahead.
Thank you. God bless all y'all. Thank y'all so much. I just praise the Lord for you. But long story short, I'm just so grateful that for all these years I've been doing research and people thinking I'm crazy and looking at me like I got three heads. Long story short, I met this woman down here in Atlanta. She thought she ran it down, and she used to work in Area 51. And she told me the truth, too. She even said they even put an implant in her. And she said, am I crazy? I said, no, woman of God. I said, you ain't crazy. Long story short, after I spoke to that woman, I called her, cut all ties. I had called her for weeks. I couldn't even get in touch with her. But I knew it was on. I knew it. I just, we're dealing with a whole nother beast. People don't understand.
Yeah, we really are.
That was a brother Rod. Really, people don't get it. And I teach my kids. I mean, I'm raw with it. I'm sorry. Originally from New York City, so just straight up honest and broad. Hey, how do I want to do? So look, I do so much research. Sometimes I'm just overloaded. But I'm sorry, y'all. Go ahead.
We're gonna have another show. But I got to get to one more caller. We're gonna have another show.
Yes,
come
sir.
Out, and then next week, we're going to bring some information, and I was waiting to slowly start to do this because of the importance of it all. I didn't want to have the shock factor to people, but like the one dude said, if you knew, your eyes would fall out if you were naive
yes.
to who you really are.
Yes.
Those that aren't, this is nothing new. We already knew and resonated with it. Okay, I will talk to you soon. Give my regards to the VP.
Yes, brother. Thank you. I will. Thank you so much. Y'all stay blessed. All right, bye-bye.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. You got 1 minute. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Hey, Brother Davis, a great show tonight, man. I don't know if it's listen, aliens have been on the Earth for a long time. Our ancestors were battling with aliens when aliens had no way of doing battle with our ancestors. We have changed the concept of understanding. Now it's become complex when it should be very simplistic.
Well, let's talk about it on Monday.
And we need to have a follow-up on this. But look, everybody be blessed, and just remember this here. Not everybody is going to be understanding, so sometimes you're going to have to kick the dust from your feet and move on. Peace.
Peace. Much love, much respect to Sister Davis. Yes, we're going to do it on Monday. All right, everyone, that's going to end today's show. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give us fortune, and we'll talk to you, God willing, later on. Thanks, Doc. Thanks, all callers, Brother Davis, Roz, everybody. Just love you all. Talk to you all soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.